This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, June 10th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Sambura Matkami, a 14-year-old Christian boy from Kandugada village located in India's Odisha state, was brutally murdered by religious extremists, reports International Christian Concern. While they initially kidnapped 3 Christians and took them into the jungle, 2 of them were able to escape. Police immediately identified 4 of the murder suspects and located the body of the Christian boy who had been buried. Religious extremists had been harassing the Christian community for several years prior to the murder. Pray for God's justice. Proverbs 21, verse 15 says, "When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." Last week, Northern Ireland voted against the abortion laws that came from Westminster in the UK last year. The Worldview talked with Don McAvoy of Both Lives Matter about the current state of pro-life laws and protecting mama and baby in Ireland.
In July of last year, so 2019, the Westminster Parliament voted to decriminalize abortion in Northern Ireland by removing a particular law that protected mum and baby up until the baby was full term. When they voted to decriminalize, in effect, then it meant from October, we had no law to prevent any abortion up until a baby was able to live independently, so around 24 weeks. New access to abortion framework was then introduced at the end of March in 2020.
McAvoy said since October, it's been a difficult time for those who are fighting for the value of preborn life.
We had no local parliament or assembly for about 3 years, and that was why Westminster then were able to rule on an issue which is devolved from Westminster to Northern Ireland. In January, our local assembly did come back to sit, so our local government, but then COVID hit, so there were other priorities and they didn't do anything regarding the law that Westminster was seeking to impose until last week. And on Tuesday past, then one of the 2 main parties had put forward a motion which did 2 things. Part of it looked to reject the imposition of the abortion law from Westminster, and the second part specifically looked at part of the legislation from Westminster which permits abortions for disabled babies in the womb.
Stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast on how Christians can help encourage pregnant women who are in a difficult spot without judging them. Tens of thousands of Christians in Hong Kong gathered online and in person at various locations to commemorate the 31st anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre with prayer and worship, reports the Gospel Herald. The Divinity School at the Chinese University of Hong Kong organized an ecumenical prayer vigil on June 4th, which was broadcast live on Facebook and received more than 12,000 views. Professor Kung Lap Yan remarked that the fight for democracy in Hong Kong today is linked to the experience of the Tiananmen protesters 31 years ago. The 2 generations are connected in different time and space because of their common aspiration for freedom and justice. In God's providence, Nikki Madsen, executive director of the Abortion Care Network, said dozens of abortion mills may close, leaving up to 4 states completely abortion-free, according to the leftist news site Shadowproof. While Madsen is upset, we are thrilled to learn this news. She said that a majority of her organization's 125 independent abortion mills across the country would close permanently in the coming months. None of them are affiliated with Planned Parenthood, Whole Woman's Health, or another abortion chain, reports LifeNews.com. Last Friday, Maria Church with the group Walk About Jesus, who was protesting outside an Alabama abortion mill, caught the attention of many passers-by with her sign. It said, quote, "Many George Floyds will die here today," end quote, reports LifeNews.com. The sign links George Floyd's death in Minneapolis at the hands of a white police officer to the deaths of unborn black babies through abortion. While African Americans make up only 13% of the U.S. population, they have nearly 40% of all abortions, snuffing out the lives of 20 million black babies since the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. According to Protecting Black Life, 79% of Planned Parenthood surgical abortion mills are located within walking distance of minority neighborhoods. Ephesians 5 verse 11 says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." The Christian Post editorial board wrote that, quote, "Chief Justice John Roberts is wrong in casting the deciding vote to uphold California's onerous restrictions on religious worship services. The Chief Justice stated that he thought that California's restrictions appear consistent with the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. He argues that similar or more severe restrictions apply to comparable secular gatherings, including lectures, concerts, spectator sports, and theatrical performances." The Christian Post editorial board concludes, "This is a crucial unconstitutional misjudgment. None of these other institutions are mentioned in the First Amendment. Religious exercise is, and it's mentioned first among our nation's freedoms," end quote. I've invited listeners to share with me what the worldview in 5 minutes means to them. Please send your feedback to adam@theworldview.com and include your full name, city, and state. Samuel Furman in Gretna, Virginia wrote, quote, "I really appreciate how you present the news with the biblical worldview. It always comes back to God and His Word. There are things that you all cover that I would normally not hear anywhere else. I appreciate that you all stand for the babies in the womb. This helps my whole family to stay informed through an honest, God-honoring resource. To God be the glory," end quote. Toward our goal of raising $60,000 by June 31st to keep the worldview in 5 minutes on the air, we're trying to raise $30,000 by this Friday, June 12th. Listeners have already pledged $24,094. Our thanks to our new donors, including Stephen in Jonesboro, Tennessee, Ginny in Knoxville, Tennessee, and an anonymous donor in Cedar Bluff, Virginia, each of whom gave $50. We're grateful for Joni in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Dalton in Elizabeth, Colorado, both of whom gave $100. And praise God for the generosity of Cliff in Rayville, Missouri, who gave $500, and an anonymous donor in North Carolina who gave $1,000. Those 7 donors gave $1,850. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $25,944. We are now $4,056 away from hitting our second week's goal of $30,000 by this Friday, June 12th. I need to find 7 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 3 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. Wouldn't it be great to hit $35,000 by this Friday? If everyone did something, we could reach our goal overnight. Please, go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 10th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Munday. I'm Adam McManus. Ever since Westminster Assembly in the UK struck down abortion restrictions in Northern Ireland last year, what does it look like in one of the places in Europe that held out for the longest on protecting the unborn in the womb? How are pro-lifers there working to cultivate a culture of life for mothers in hard places? Don McAvoy of Both Lives Matter told the Worldview that a majority, 46 of the ministers of the Legislative Assembly in Northern Ireland, voted for fighting back against the abortion provisions that Westminster Assembly voted for last October.
46 voted in support of the motion to say, one, we reject the imposition of abortion legislation from Westminster, and two, we specifically reject that disabled babies can be treated unequally to able-bodied babies and are allowed to be terminated up to birth. Now, that motion doesn't change the law that Westminster have imposed, but what it did do was send a really strong message to Westminster that the people of Northern Ireland and our elected representatives don't support what they're trying to do. And it also laid the groundwork for future legislation.
McAvoy said that the culture in Northern Ireland, when it comes to abortion for the last 50 years, has been very different from that of the United States.
For just over 50 years, we didn't have a similar abortion law to, I know that the United States is different, every state is different, but with Roe v. Wade in 73, it was quite similar to what happened in Great Britain in 1967. So the rest of the United Kingdom have had effectively abortion on demand for 50 years. We didn't have that. That never came in as law in Northern Ireland. So we haven't had a culture of abortion. We haven't had a culture where abortion has been seen as normal or commonplace or has been seen as a right.
McAvoy said that abortion is not a common occurrence in Northern Ireland.
So it's much less common because of our more restrictive law. So generally speaking, the population of Northern Ireland would not see abortion as normal or commonplace. They would generally speaking see a defense for abortion if a woman's life is at risk, and the previous law permitted abortion in those circumstances. And for most people on the street, when you're talking to them, they would struggle for what would be seen to be the hard cases, where a baby is diagnosed prenatally with a life-limiting condition or a life-limited condition, or where a woman has become pregnant through a sexual crime, such as rape.
McAvoy said that most would not readily have an abortion themselves, but she said Both Lives Matter has been working to inform the public on life-giving alternatives to abortion.
For most pro-life advocates, we've been working hard to inform the public as to what abortion is, what abortion does, and valid alternatives, and why a culture of abortion isn't good for women or for society.
1 Corinthians 16, verse 14, describes well the way pro-life advocates should approach helping mamas and babies. Let all that you do be done with love. McAvoy emphasized that these mothers who are struggling need to be approached with love and compassion. Pray for the unborn and their mamas in Northern Ireland, that they would be protected, and that any mamas who don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior would be brought to a saving knowledge of Him. This has been another Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.